How can you not like the brass section? I love horns. That's awesome. Good morning, and welcome to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, an Arizona homeowner listening tradition Saturday mornings for 25 years. We are proud, we are humbled, and we are inspired to know that we are the number one weekend talk show radio program in the entire state of Arizona. Thanks for tuning in. We work hard to bring you answers to your questions concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin, melt away your anxieties, and solve your dilemmas around anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftops. In particular, on this first edition of Rosie on the House in the new year of 2014, we're encouraging you to make your number one New Year's resolution increasing the fire safety in, out, and about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we've been talking for the last hour with representatives from the Glendale Fire Department talking about fire extinguishers, as well as Jim Ford of the Scottsdale Fire Department talking about the role of fire sprinklers and a little bit of the history of how Scottsdale even got involved in that program. Man, it seems like it was yesterday I was sitting in those hearings, and it was 1982. When were you born? When were you born? 82. You were born in 82? So that was 32 years ago? Holy cow. Seems like yesterday. Where'd all that go? Welcome, y'all. We're here, the entire staff, with the sole purpose of doing one thing: putting a smile on your face, a sparkle in your eye, a skip in your step. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've been talking about it the last couple hours, that in the increased days off that you've had here the last 2 weeks with the Christmas holiday and New Year's, some of you have started projects that maybe you're having trouble finishing. Maybe over one of the holiday meals you were handed a honey-do list of things that someone else in the house would like to get done over the course of 2014. For any and all of those reasons is why we come every Saturday morning, 1-888-767-4348. We've been building and remodeling homes in Arizona since the late 70s, actually since about the middle 70s, actually since I got my driver's license in 1972.
You had come out of the commercial industry.
A little bit.
Schools, a little stuff bit. Like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Models.
Yeah. But really, I'd come out of the medical industry.
Oh.
Yes. My dad was a doctor, and in sixth grade, we had our career counseling session. And he said, Rosie, what do you want to be? I said, well, Dad, doesn't everybody just grow up to be what their dad is? I want to be a doctor. And he said, well, we're probably going to have to do something about your attendance at school and your grades.
And your aversion to blood.
I do faint at the sight of blood. So for all of those reasons, I opted not to stay in the medical field. I left the medical field in about seventh grade. And I love working with my hands. I love being outside. I love building and creating. But you know what I love about owning a remodeling company is all of the great clients you get to be familiar with. Jennifer, if we would make a list of all the celebrities and the athletes and the Fortune 100 CEO people that have been our clients, that have just been some of the warmest and greatest people that walk the face of the earth. People ask me all the time, where did I learn certain components or aspects of my business management? I'll have to tell you, the great majority of everything I've learned in business management came from very, very, very successful clients who I just got to know on a dear, warm basis. And I would just ask a lot of questions, and they were always very generous and willing to share a lot of information. The founder of PetSmart and the founder of Diet Centers, and I'm trying to think through all the people, you know, vice presidents of those companies, and Dow Chemical Corporation and
Smuckers. I know that because I still have to buy Smuckers jelly.
Yeah,
nothing else will do at the house.
Oh, the Smuckers family was probably some of the finest clients we ever had, ever. But we had tons of great ones. So that's why I'm glad I'm in the remodeling business, because you really get to know a lot of people. When you move into their house and you start remodeling their bathroom, their bedroom, their kitchen, their living space, their kids, their guest house area, I mean, you get to know them on a pretty intimate level.
Any words of wisdom from Alice Cooper?
Alice is a great guy. Alice and his wife, we did a second story addition at their home. Again, that goes back to the 80s, I think, as I recall.
I was walking and driving around with you.
Were you 90s. Payroll guard by then? Yeah, so that was 90s? Okay. All right. Yeah, just another one of our great clients. They're really, really great people. But listen, we're not here to talk about us. We're here to talk about you. And I've invited a special guest on the topic. Again, our New Year's resolution in this first edition of 2014 is let's increase the fire safety in, out, and about your house. We've been talking about fire extinguishers, fire sprinklers. And right now I'd like to go down to the City of Tucson Fire Department and bring in Barrett Baker, Captain and Public Information Officer for the City of Tucson with 13 and a half years of service to the Tucson Fire Department. Barrett, we certainly appreciate you joining us on this absolutely gorgeous Saturday morning.
I've enjoyed listening to the horn talk, the Alice Cooper talk, the talk of 1982. It's been good. I'm enjoying it, and thanks for having me.
Hey, Barrett, I wanted to bring you on board because I was familiar with some news stories over the holidays about how effective and efficient smoke detectors, smoke alarms can work. In Tucson, y'all had some close calls just over the holiday season.
Yeah, and you know, the smoke alarms, it's one of those things that we hope that you never realize how important it is, because, you know, if you do get alerted by that, then obviously that means that you had a situation in your house, and that's what we don't want for people. But, I mean, as the public information officer, I go to every single working incident that we have in the city, and sometimes that's a few a day, and sometimes it's every week. But I can tell you that the one thing that stands out is that when someone gets woken up or awoken by a smoke alarm, they are so thankful that they just wish that everybody on the planet would have that same opportunity. So getting right into it, New Year's Eve, the 31st, 9 o'clock in the morning at a large apartment complex, gentlemen sound asleep, which, you know, that's what we do on the weekends generally or around the holidays. But at 9 o'clock, boom, that smoke alarm starts going off. He wakes up, doesn't quite know what's going on, is able to get out of the bedroom, and the kitchen area itself was involved in heavy fire and a lot of smoke. And it's not like the movies, I guess, is the important thing on this. You know, it's not, you're not going to be able to see across the entire room that you're in. The smoke, it's heavy, it's toxic, and you got to get out as quickly as possible. So he got out of there as fast as possible. He ran to the office of the apartment. The apartment called 911, and we have a station that's very close in proximity, so we were able to get there and knock that fire down. But at the end of the day, even with that, because it was an apartment complex itself and there was damage to the electricity, 8 families were displaced, over 40 people. And this happened in the blink of an eye. I mean, this person was just a normal morning for him, but had he not been awakened by that smoke alarm, obviously the fire is going to be growing exponentially. The amount of smoke that is going to be produced is going to be growing exponentially, and the chances of him getting out safely are very much reduced.
I think one of the lessons I'd like all the Arizona homeowners to hear from you, Barrett, is nobody needs to be a hero here. The alarm goes off, smoke is present, get out.
Get out and stay out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that is the tough part, because let me tell you, human nature, if you left something inside, if you have your animals inside, obviously you want to go back. But just to reiterate, the smoke that you come across, it's like nothing that you'll ever have, you know, any other time in your life. It's not like a campfire. It's not like something that you would, you know, just smell as you're driving by. I mean, it is toxic. It is heavy. And there's a reason that we have the specialized equipment and the SCBAs to go into those environments, because without that, then we're not going to survive.
Barrett,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Barrett, we're running tight on time, but I would like you to talk just a little bit about every home needs to have visited through, every occupant in that home needs to have visited through and thought through their escape plan, their evacuation route. Talk real quick on that.
Well, I mean, if you think about that, that's something that we do with our children in schools, that every month they practice an escape plan and have a, you know, when they're having their fire drills. And yet, how many people really do that at home? And yet, the chances of having something like that happen at home are much more frequent, so to speak. And if something happens at nighttime especially, that's when we see the deaths from fires. between 11 o'clock at night and, say, 5 or 6 in the morning, over half of the deaths that we see will take place during that time. That's when it's important that you know how to get out of your house. So practice that escape plan with your kids especially. There's two ways to get out of every room generally. You've got the window and you've got the door. And as a New Year's resolution, just take a few minutes to go over that with your kids. Get out, stay out, have a meeting place outside. That way everybody knows that everyone's safe. When the fire department gets on scene, that's one of the first things that we are concerned about is life safety. And if we know that people are outside already and everyone's accounted for, it certainly makes our job quite a bit easier. And, again, just two small things. Smoke alarms, make sure that you're checking those on for the new year and that they have new batteries, and then practice that escape plan, and that should get everybody off to a good start.
Barrett Baker, Captain and Public Information Officer for the Tucson Fire Department. Again, we really appreciate you taking your personal time off on weekends to join us here at Rosie on the House and share this information statewide with listeners from Page to Nogales, from Ehrenberg to Nutrioso. Thanks a million, Barrett.
My pleasure. Have a great new year.
Yeah. Listen, y'all, one of the important things Barrett was trying to drive home there, take the time today. It's a weekend, okay? Take the time today. Take your kids into their bedroom. Have them open the window, remove the screen, and crawl out. Would y'all do that for me and all of us here at Rosie on the House today? Make sure your kids can get the window open. Make sure they know how to remove the screen. And in a panic situation, they need something that they can just cram through the screen and open up so they can crawl through, okay? But have them practice a couple times. And then if you really want to do your family a favor, have them do it in the middle of the night. See that they can do it in the dark. An evacuation plan, a great component of any family's fire safety plan.